Katherine Heigl is described in the first sentence of her recent federal complaint against the convenience store Duane Reade as star of the film's 27 Dresses and The Ugly Truth, though not, for some reason, Knocked Up, even though that is by far her most successful film. I assume this is because a movie with a number in the title or the word ugly could be mistaken for Truffaut or Kurosawa, while Knocked Up could only be Knocked Up. In any event, the star of Knocked Up was photographed in New York by a member of the paparazzi leaving a Duane Reade convenience store. The store's social media folks tweeted the image, which, by the way, was a nice picture and not in any way embarrassing, unless shopping at Duane Reade is embarrassing, and posted it to their Facebook page. So in the Southern District of New York, the same federal court, just to put things in perspective, where last month the senior member of Osama bin Laden's inner circle was convicted on terrorism-related charges, Heigl is demanding $6 million. An amount of money, the complaint notes, that will be donated to a charity, as if the legal resolution of the case should be decided not on the merits, but on where the money might be going. Heigl is claiming, under a section of federal law known as the Lanham Act, that Duane Reade has appropriated her likeness for its own commercial gain, and that we the people might mistake a candid picture of her carrying some groceries as an endorsement of the store from which she bought them. Under federal and many state laws, a person has a right not to have his or her image used for a commercial purpose without permission and usually compensation. This most often comes up in the context of famous people and has been happening a lot lately, thanks to Twitter and Facebook. When Ellen DeGeneres orchestrated a selfie at the Oscars that included a bunch of celebrities and the internet lost its collective mind, one of the questions that came up was whether those good Hollywood people had been hoodwinked into a Samsung commercial. And it was that company, again, that was at the center of a similar controversy a few weeks ago. When the world champion Boston Red Sox showed up to the White House to get patted on the back for being good at sports, their coterie included David Ortiz. Big Poppy, as he is known, is the team's designated hitter, the World Series MVP, and something called the social media ambassador for Samsung. It was in this last capacity that he snapped a selfie with the president using his phone. The photo was retweeted more than 40,000 times, Samsung promoted it, and the White House cried foul. Now, it seems to me that this whole sorry episode could have been avoided if only the St. Louis Cardinals had better pitchers. But that notwithstanding, spokesman Jay Carney noted that, quote, as a rule, the White House objects to attempts to use the president's likeness for commercial purposes, unquote. Heigl could not have said it better herself, the words likeness and commercial factoring heavily in her complaint, as they do in any action based on the Lanham Act, along with, of course, injury and damage. The original photo of Heigl is protected by the First Amendment, of course, and so too might be Reade's use of it. But celebrities have rights to their image like everyone else, and have been successful in recent years defending their use from unauthorized, clearly commercial purposes. But is that what this was? Maybe. In any event, it's precisely the sort of thing a federal judge should tell us sooner rather than later. I'm Travis McDade.